Goldman's hidden AI carnage, Intel's comeback, and the question of who owns a software-locked car. July's major indexes posted calm, relatively positive numbers, but Goldman Sachs's analysis found a brutal unwinding happening specifically in crowded AI trades beneath the surface. When everyone holds the same position in the same stocks, the exit becomes chaotic, even if the aggregate market does not register it. S&P futures sat around 7,519, up approximately 0.6% as of Sunday morning. But Goldman's data raises the question of what capital is moving into as those AI positions close, and whether the rotation will accelerate through August. Intel's 170% year-to-date gain is a genuine corporate reversal that requires explanation. CHIPS Act funding began flowing into Intel's foundry operations. AMD and NVIDIA supply constraints opened doors in markets Intel had been losing, and the AI infrastructure build-out created chip demand that Intel can serve even without being the dominant AI chip vendor. A gain of that magnitude on a company of Intel's size represents real capital re-rating, not speculation. Stripe CEO reported that new business creation has nearly doubled, a credible finding given Stripe's visibility into a large fraction of global online payment processing. With AI tools plausibly enabling solo founders to build businesses that previously required teams. Payroll data complicates the productivity story, however. Wages for specific task categories, certain types of writing, coding support, data analysis, are declining even as overall employment in those fields has not dropped dramatically. Individuals are producing more output per hour, meaning companies need fewer labor hours for the same work, which suppresses wages for those task categories without generating the mass layoffs that aggregate employment statistics would capture. The gains from AI productivity, in other words, are not distributing evenly. The HOA foreclosure spike signals household-level financial stress. Associations are enforcing more aggressively because they need revenue, and homeowners falling behind on dues payments is historically a leading indicator of broader financial pressure. A class action filed in Seattle federal court alleges Amazon used unverifiable sustainability claims on seafood products, tuna and salmon, that could not be substantiated, with the legal theory resting on consumer protection and false advertising frameworks, rather than environmental law. The Tesla ecosystem produced three distinct stories: the three-row Model YL receiving its first competitive reviews as a family hauler, a lawsuit seeking $10 million over a crash during a test drive in insane mode, raising product liability questions about first-time occupant warnings, and Lucid demanding $50,000 to unlock software features on a car purchased at salvage auction for $4,100. A stark illustration of what software-locked vehicle ownership actually means when the manufacturer controls the key.